Moving on now to a unique cultural opportunity for Hawaii, one that's been with us for half a century now. The production at UH Manoa of English language versions of Jingchu or Beijing opera. It's a heavily ritualized form of theatrical performance that draws upon such skills as mime, acrobatics, and vocal music to tell classic stories of ancient China. One such story is Lady Mu and the Yang Family Generals, and its principal actor, Sammy Acuna, is with us this morning. Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
You grew up on Hawaii Island, and you're of part Chinese heritage, but it's still kind of a journey for you to be a Chinese opera performer, yeah?
Absolutely.
Well, how did it happen?
Well, I had returned to school after performing professional with a dance company here in Honolulu. And that semester in 2010, they just happened to be mounting the production of Bai Sujin, which was The White Snake, mm-hmm. which was directed by Dr. Elizabeth Wickman Walczak. And after graduating last semester, 4 years have come around again, and they are producing, of course, every 4 years, a Jingju production. And I am still performing in the show, which is the Lady Mu and the Yang Family Generals.
So you came from the place of dance rather than acting.
Yes, I have a dance background. I used to dance with Iona Pear Dance mm-hmm. Company, which mm-hmm. is now the new Iona Contemporary Dance Company. Mm-hmm. And so that's where my foundation stems from.
But as a form of theater, it's one where dance training is extremely important, yeah?
Absolutely. The physicality involved in Jingju or Beijing opera is very much a part of it. It's one of the four techniques that is involved in Jingju theater. There's speech, song, dance acting, as Wei La Shi or Dr. Elizabeth Wickman Walczak likes to call it, and martial and combat.
Dance acting, did you say?
Yes, so dance acting involves pantomime, movement qualities, roundness, as we are taught.
Roundness?
Roundness. There's a lot of round movements in the physicality and also in the presentation of our speech and song.
Sort of using your body to kind of imply circular shapes, not angular, but...
Yes, it's supposed to be round, makes everything look beautiful on
yeah.
stage. Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's been quite a journey for you, but in a way it's a rediscovery of your own personal heritage, yeah?
Absolutely, yes. My grandfather, or my great-grandfather's name was Apu, which is a Chinese name, and I was also named Apu, which is my middle name. And during the learning process, when the teachers come over from China, all the students are given a Chinese name. And what they do is they usually translate their English names or whichever names they have. And for my name, which was Apu, they took that name and they translated it into the way they would pronounce it in the region that they come from. So Apu is translated into Abiao, which is my Chinese name that they addressed me as.
Does this? Where does this take you in your future as a performer?
As a Jingju performer, I think it's a skill that's only afforded to students that come to the University of Hawaii because it's something you can't get anywhere else unless you are training in China. And even to be a part of that school, Dr. Elizabeth was the first non-Chinese performer to participate in the technique of Jingju or Beijing opera. Mm-hmm. So when she came back to Hawaii, she was able to afford that luxury to us. So I think it's such a great opportunity, and it's one of the reasons a lot of students come to the University of Hawaii Theater and Dance Program. It's particularly because of the Asian theaters program.
Yeah, I would imagine, because you're certainly not going to find anything like it anywhere else.
No, yes.
how does the English translation work? I mean, how effective is it to take something as different as this is and move it into English?
Well, the teachers do not speak any English,
uh-huh.
so we have translators. And what happens is to get the essence of the song and the speech, we have to learn everything in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
So we will learn all the songs in Chinese. And then we would learn all the speech in Chinese. And we try to translate that into English by still maintaining the essence of the, or the flavor of the Chinese.
Yeah, that's tricky though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very tricky because if you take a Chinese script, which might have so many vowels and consonants, mm-hmm. and then try to match that up with English, sometimes they don't match up.
No, I would think they frequently wouldn't match up,
yes.
because, you know, everything I hear about Chinese language is that it's very, very nuanced, that a character can mean a dozen different things.
Yes, yeah. And we learn about the four tones in Chinese language, and we try to translate that into the speech and in song in Jingju.
What are those four tones?
Well, I will try to...
Please, I'm curious.
There's yes, yes, yes. Yes. I think those are the four.
I heard a little variation.
Yeah, so there is a bit of variation about like how it goes up, or where one is a question, like yes, or one is like an answer to a question. And we have to try to learn these four tones, which is prevalent in Chinese language. And then we use that in the English translation.
Well, because that would make a big difference in just the meaning in how you delivered a line.
Absolutely.
And what it actually conveyed.
Yes.
Yeah? And that's married to the motion through a lot of mime, you said.
Yes, the physical or the dance acting, as Dr. Elizabeth Wickman-Walzak always affirms in our teaching, is that the dance acting, there's a lot, sometimes you come into this technique as like a performer as myself in dance, it's hard to kind of let go of that technique,
yeah.
and try to adopt this new style. And so there's always a lot of pushing and nudging and trying to learn this new technique and try to not abolish what I've already have learned from my own personal background.
Well, it's clear that you continue learning through this.
Yes, so everything is quite a challenge.
I imagine.
It's great, yes.
Well, I wish you luck and continue to challenge yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sammy Acuna plays the title character in Lady Mu and the Yang Family Generals. It opens February 20th, runs until March 1st at Kennedy Theater on the Manoa campus. And you can find out more at hpr2.org.
Chu